The clerk's office hopes to update the records kept on Ridgecrest Cemetery. Prior to 2002, when they went to a permitting system, records were spotty, leaving some graves unaccounted for.
Unfortunately, the Ridgecrest Cemetery didn't require permits until much later on in the life of that cemetery. So there are a number of people that have been interned in that cemetery that we don't have records on.
Over time, crosses have also fallen down, been damaged, or have faded. Strickler says this is an important effort for the city, out of respect for the interred and in the interest of Bethel's own historical record. Most of the graves are labeled, she says, but she may have to reach out to some Bethel elders for further knowledge.
I anticipate that there will be a few situations where I will have to go to elders in the community and reach out to the community members to find out if they know who might be in certain locations.
Strickler's clerk's report for tonight's city council meeting says the hope is to pattern the new Ridgecrest records system, much like the electronic management system for Memorial Cemetery. She anticipates it will take about a month. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.